The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 13, verse 1 through 3. It is page 209 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called the Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Pecora and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they have fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Amen.
38 years is not a short period of time. If there were a period of 38 years given, a man after his birth can be grown and educated from primary and high school to college, and after graduation have jobs and get married and can even have primary school child.
충분히 장구한 세월입니다. 그 정도로 장구한 기간이라면
Also, the same period can help a person make his dream come true and the world become renewed for the better.
이 세상이 새로워지기에도 충분한 기간입니다.
Let us compare the situation of 38 years ago, back in 1971, with of present day. Korea has changed a lot, both politically and economically, that is hard to believe.
믿기 어려울 정도로 변화되었습니다. 그런데
During such a long period of 38 years, however, if a man had to stay in bed with a serious illness, isn't it desperate more than anything? Under the circumstances, he must have been treated like a troublesome neighbor by people around. Not even a single person would dare to come close to him as a friend. But Jesus, when he met the pathetic, he healed him up completely. The bedridden patient has risen from bed from 38 years old bedridden life and become like a normal, healthy person. It was something that deserves congratulation from all. However, John chapter 5, 6, verse 16 testifies something had happened unexpectedly. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. As Jesus cured the man who had been invalid for 38 years, the Jews started persecuting him. It was because Jesus did the work on the Sabbath. He therefore did break the Sabbath. The reason for Jews' persecution of Jesus was not because he killed a person, but instead cured a serious patient.
38년 된 중 환자를 살려주셨기 때문에 예수님께서는 유태인들로부터 박해를 받기 시작하셨습니다.
In John chapter 5, verse 17 through 18,
18절의 증언입니다.
Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. In reply to the persecuting Jews, Jesus said, "My Father is at his work, and I am working too." Even on the Sabbath, God never stopped governing all things in heaven and earth, nor accomplishing His divine providence. The Sabbath doesn't matter to God, since He keeps control over all things in heaven and earth and realizes his will at all times. So Jesus explained to the Jews that he did what he ought to as his father does, and therefore cured the patient on the Sabbath. The Jews, however, wanted to kill Jesus, for he called God his father.
당신의 행위를 정당화하기 위해 하나님을 아버지로 불렀다는 이유로 예수님을 죽이려 하기까지 했습니다.
As a result, Jesus was on the verge of death due to the life he has given to the invalid for 38 years. However, that did not stop him from healing the sick on the Sabbath. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 through 14, going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Even the Jesus who kept the Sabbath with no exception, they take hold of their sheep if it fell into a pit on the Sabbath. Nevertheless, if they criticize the healing of Jesus on the Sabbath, it will mean they look down on the life of a man with a shriveled hand lower than that of a sheep. In a word, they don't have love for man. But Jesus was different. He loved the serious patient for 38 years, a man with a shriveled hand, and therefore was willing to cure them even on the Sabbath. Healing of the invalid with a shriveled hand was something should be celebrated by each and everyone. On the Sabbath, when Jesus healed, however, the Jews plotted to kill
Jesus.
They were Jewish leaders at that time. The Jews did not have a single ounce of love for man, and it was at the height when they treated Lazarus after he rose from the dead. It was the fourth day after Lazarus from Bethany was dead. His body was placed in the cave tomb and was already ill-smelled badly. But Jesus stood in front of the cave and let the stone gate open and called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Shortly, Lazarus rose from the dead and walked out from the tomb in grave clothes. We can imagine how happy Lazarus' family and neighbors who had the funeral 4 days before felt about it. But there were people who were not pleased about Lazarus' return. There were people who were not pleased about Lazarus' return. In John chapter 11, verse 47-48, then the chief priest and the Pharisees called meeting on the Sanhedrin. What are we accomplishing? They asked. Here is this man performing many miraculous signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. The Jewish leaders called a meeting in order to deal with Jesus who raised Lazarus from the dead. They thought if they let Jesus go on like that, many people will leave Judaism for Jesus, and as a result, if people helped Jesus to the throne of Messiah, the Roman Empire would intervene concerning possible uprising. If that is the case, they will lose all their religious rights they had been enjoying. Accordingly, they took a measure as follows. In John chapter 12, verse 53. So from that day on, they plotted to take his life. Since they wanted to kill Jesus, they took specific measures to do so after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. In this addition, they plotted an other plan which was extremely cruel. In John chapter 12, verse 9-11, meanwhile, a large crowd of Jesus found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priest made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For an account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. They even tried to kill Lazarus, who was raised from death by Jesus, because they thought that they could not stop the Jews from rushing to Jesus for faith without killing Lazarus. Who were then planning to kill Lazarus, saved by Jesus, even after assuming to kill Jesus? They were the leaders of the Jews who saw themselves as the ones of all men to thoroughly keep the law and serve God faithfully. However, they did not have a love for a life of and toward man. To them, the human was nothing but a mean or a tool to protect their religious privileges. Therefore, they suppressed the man in the name of God, exploited man, and did not hesitate even to kill man in the name of God. On the contrary, Jesus was a man who cured and saved men because he loved humans and their lives. Jesus loved the patient in the 38 years of suffering from a chronic disease, the crippled person with the shriveled hand, and Lazarus who already died and smelled bad. Even though Jesus was threatened to be killed because of his work to heal and save man, Jesus never stopped loving the human. To Jesus, love was to free man from all kinds of pressure, including the religious one, and made them to live humanly.
인간으로 하여금 인간답게 살 수 있도록 해 주시는 것이었습니다.
In order to give such love, Jesus did not avoid the cost that he had to pay. While Jewish leaders tried to keep their even through killing and pressuring men in the name of God, Jesus saved men from all pressures and loved them until he completely gave himself out on the cross. Today, on the occasion of the Lord's Day to commemorate the religious reform, it is needless to say that the one we should follow and model after is not the group of Jewish leaders but Jesus Christ. At the request of the school where my youngest son in the high school senior goes to, I decided to give a special lecture for the graduate to be of the school in the upcoming early December. Several days ago, a teacher of the school told the class the news that Seungju's father will be speaking for the lecture.
승주 아버님이 특강 강사로 오실 거야.
He is a successful pastor in the Christian community.
잘 나가시는 목사님이시야.
As soon as he said that, a student said,
이렇게 말을 했답니다.
Wow. He must make
돈 되게 많이 벌.
He must have made a lot of money.
그 학생의 말에
Although the class bursted out a big laughter, I could not smile at all after I heard the episode from my son. Rather, I felt
sad.
The response of the student who considered the job of pastor not as a position of serving and devotion, but as the one of making a big new money was a clear example of showing how the pastors and churches in Korea are seen to the eyes of general people. We have been hearing a lot, not only from the world, but also from the church community, that the church must be reformed or renewed. Although the reform slogans are rampant, there are not many who really want to know what the reform really means in terms of its basic nature and essence. What the church is degraded to the subject of reform implies that the church lost its love for humans. The church that lost love for human is nothing but an interest group that exists for only a few who hold the privileges of the church. Thus, the church have oppressed men in the name of God, exploited men in the name of God, and even killed men in the name of God, as witnessed through the 2,000 years of church history.
우리에게 생생하게 웅변해 주고 있습니다. 그러므로
reforming the church is started with loving men.
사랑하는 것으로부터 시작합니다.
The church who loves man can never be corrupted nor rotten.
타락하지 않습니다. 사랑은 곧
love cannot be differentiated from life. To love means living fresh inside God who loves man. Like the saying that a rolling stone gathers no moss and flowing water gets never bad, love is also about a life and it never goes bad. Please think about this. How the church who loved men could suppress, exploit, and kill a soul for its private interest. Let's look at the first verse of today's scripture. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod and the Tetrarch, and Saul. As covered in the last week's sermon, it is the list of names of the leaders in Antioch Church. Barnabas was from the prominent family and Orthodox Jew. Simeon was a black man who used to be a slave. Lucius was an anonymous foreigner. Manaen was an unjust man who betrayed his own country. And Saul, who was called later as Paul, was an enemy of Jesus Christ who brutally smothered the church once. In spite of which, they went together with Jesus and established a universal church in all aspects.
How could this possible
without loving among them? They were able to form a community by loving each other in love of the Lord who freed them from all pressures and loved them.
Then
how much they embraced man outside with the very same love.
그렇다면 그들이 그 사랑으로 교회 밖에 있는 사람들 세상 사람들도
Therefore, it was not strange at all that the Lord loved and saved the world through the channel of Antioch Church.
이 세상을 살리고 고치시고 사랑하신 것은 조금도 이상한 일이 아니었습니다.
Christianity started based on love of Jesus that was poured to men until he freed men from all oppression under the control of a corrupted Jewish and gave himself out on the cross. However, the Christianity in the Middle Ages loved men no more. The church leaders who took over the Christian authority oppressed men in the name of God and became blinded-eyed about expanding and protecting their religious privileges. The Roman Catholic at the time was not different at all from corrupted Judaism. Then was a time that Protestantism was given a birth through the religious reform. The reform at that time was about freeing men from all oppression from the Roman Catholic. Since then, 5 centuries have passed, and if the Protestantism in today's world who lost love for men sees a desperate necessity of self-reform, the Protestant community accepts by itself that it is not different from the men oppressing Judaism. Therefore,
그러므로
the reform needed for our time is to free men from all kinds of suppressions, including religious ones, for the love of men, no matter how much we pay, as Jesus did. Love itself is the starting point of true reform, process, and at the same time, the purpose. In connection with church finance, our church makes a very detailed report of all expenditure down to one each month to church members. There are many who regard such practice as a being reform-minded. However, transparent financial reporting is not itself our goal. If that itself is a goal, what difference can there be between our church and secular business or organizations that are ethical? Transparent financial reporting is an act of love for brothers and sisters of the church who give their precious goods to God. It is because between people who love, everything must be transparent and there can be no secret. It is the same for elder deaconess naming system. The naming system itself is not the goal, but it is to love the elder of faith who lives as faithful Christian in the Lord without any partiality. Therefore, neither the transparent financial reporting nor the elder deaconess naming system in and of itself can be an evidence of reform, but only loving each other in truth can be the evidence of true reform. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, the Lord has said as follows, "A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you. So you must love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciple if you love one another." There is only one proof that we are genuine disciple of the Lord. It is to love one another. As the Lord gave himself in order to love us, so we are to love each other. If we love, then we are able to abolish all religious oppressions that weigh down man. If we love, we are able to daringly cast off wrongful life in which we have used men as instrument of our lust. If we love, we can have the joy of life that makes men come alive regardless of where we happen to be. If we love, we can confirm that there can be no greater happiness than loving other men. Here are the reasons that if we make reform itself our purpose, then we are bound to degenerate into a subject of reform due to loss of love. But if we make love our goal, then reform automatically follows as a result. Paul, who was one of the people who reformed Antioch Church, which saved the world due to love they had for one another, professed as follows in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 3. "If I speak in the tongue of men and of angels, but have no love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing. Do you wish your prayers and hymn to be a noisy, like clanging of gong in the eyes of God? Do you wish to be of no account in the eyes of God, even if you say you believe in God with a zeal? Do you wish to derive no benefit before God, even if you save with everything that you have? Isn't it definitely not what we wish for? Isn't what we want being acknowledged as the Lord's disciples?
인정받는 것이 아닙니까?
If so,
그렇다면 우리 모두
then let us all love one another in the Lord.
주님께서 우리를
let us love one another as the Lord has loved us. With that love, let us love our families. With that love, let us love our neighbors.
오래전부터
There have been individuals and organizations that have caused suffering to our church and do bad things to us for a long time. Even as we clarify rights from wrong for the sake of a historical truth, let it not become our purpose itself, but rather let it become our ultimate aim to love them in the Lord. It is then that no matter how much time may pass, neither we nor our church will degenerate into objects of reform, and the Lord will use our church as an Antioch church of this age which reforms this world full of contradictions. It is because reform is to free men from all oppression in order to love them. And it is clear that we who love one another in the Lord are the Lord's disciples. Let's pray. If today the church of this land has degenerated into object of reform, it is because I, who make up a part of the church, have lost love. The reason that the churches of this land have become the object of words ridicule is because I, who profess to believe in God, have oppressed numerous people with the trap of my evil desires. We repent all these wrongs as we come upon the Reformation Week. God, forgive us in your mercifulness. Lord, who have loved us to the extent of abandoning yourself on the cross and who have freed us from all oppressions, allow all of us to become your true disciple who love one another in the love of the Lord. Help us to love our family and neighbors, love others in the world and even those who hurt us with such love. Help us to remember that it is only those who love who will become the ultimate victors. In doing so, allow us and our church not to degenerate into object of reform, but become the Antioch church of this age that always reformed this world.
모든 말씀 예수님의 이름으로 기도드립니다.
아멘. 아멘.